expression advantage. If we are very much fallen from spiritual pleasure, and to fall down from the spiritual standard means wildly. There is no education at this point. There is basic culture. Most of them do not believe that there is soul, spirit soul, and human life is meant for understanding it and make progress on that platform. Most of them do not say life is like. Everyone reads Bhagavad Gita mostly, but they do not understand the first lesson. Deena Srinvatade Gomara Grihanandara Tathati Hantara Prati. No one. What is your understanding about this transmigration of the soul?
We said that man gets the life after death according to his karma.
Yes. Do you believe on this?
We have this belief.
Then, what is the preparation? If we believe that we have to get another life after death, then what preparation does it mean?
Preparation, we are so big we don't know.
The answer.
But we would like to know some.
That is our duty. Provided you want to learn, but practically you are not interested. That is the duty of the situation. The nature's law is there. But they do not care for the nature's law. They are so irresponsible. Pratipatya marani gunai karmani sarvata ahankara vimura atma tattaham iti mannate. Everything is being done by nature's law. And we are strictly under nature's law. Still, we are thinking independently.
Nature's laws are inexorable.
Yes. We cannot surpass. Jesha Gunamai Mama Maya Gurukta. This nature's law is so strict, you cannot.
We cannot bend it. It is inevitable.
Yes.
Inexorable.
Yes.
And then nobody can interfere.
No.
God alone.
God can't do anything. He is all powerful. That is it.
But does He interfere in you? Does
He
intervene in our actions?
Who?
I mean God.
Not it. God interferes. If you are a devotee, otherwise, you have to undergo the laws of nature. Karmani nidrahati kintu cha bhakti vaja. Karma, according to your karma, you are conducted by the laws of nature. It's like if you touch fire, the laws of nature is it will burn. If the child touches the fire, there is no excuse. The laws of nature will not excuse a child. This child does not know it has touched the fire, let it not be burned. No. Ignorance is no excuse. You cannot surpass or avoid laws of nature. It is not. If you can eat one chata, and if you eat little more, then there will be trouble.
Then what about miracles performed by so many people?
That is askalda. Nobody can say. Magician also can make.
Interfere with the laws of nature?
Nobody can. It is all foolishness. All askalda. They are all rascals, and who understand the rascals, they are also rascals. Laws of nature cannot be changed.
There may be several laws which we don't know.
There are many laws. What do you know? You do not know anything.
We do not know. then I say those miracles may be possible according to those laws that we don't know.
There is no miracle. If you touch fire, it will burn. That's all.
Swami, is Bhakti Marg enough to have liberation?
Yes. Bhakti Marg. First of all, you must know what is liberation. What do you mean by liberation?
Jivan Mukti.
No, it's excellent.
When feeling one with the consciousness, world consciousness,
universal soul.
And you have self, soul, spirit, and you are also spirit.
Very true.
That sense you are one. But if you have self-soul, is different from you. This guy Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that there are two souls within the body. One soul is the individual soul, and the other soul is the super soul. The super soul is universal soul. And the individual soul, you are individual. As soul, the quality is the same. But you are individual soul. And God is universal. Then in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated clearly, Ketra Ketraga. Ketraga is the soul. Ketra is the body. So, Kṛṣṇaṁ yanchapi māni viddhi sarva khetri subhāt. I am also khetraṁga, so. But sarva khetri, you individual souls, you know the pleasure of pains of your body. But you do not know what are the pleasure of pains of my body. Do you know?
Yes, sir.
That could be your individual. You know the pleasure and pains of your body. I know the pleasure and pains of my body. But there is another soul, that is super soul. Sarva khetre subhārata. He knows your pleasure and pains, he knows my pleasure and pains. He knows everyone's pleasure. Ishara sarva bhūtāna viddesha dhūta. Therefore, as soul, they are one in quality. But in consciousness, they are different. He knows everyone's present tense, I know my present.
My humble prayer was that by doing japa, by doing meditation, by doing bhakti marg, need we go to gyan marg also, or bhakti marg is enough by itself? That was my question.
Bhakti marg is enough. Bhakti marg means it includes everything. Without gyan, there is no bhakti. If gyan is called brahma bhuta, that is real gyan. If you understand your position, then it is gyan. If you do not understand your position, then what is gyan? You follow?
Gyan to pehle hona chahiye.
Therefore, Bhagavan says, brahma bhuta prasanna. When so long you are avyan, in ignorance, you cannot be happy. You cannot be happy. But when you are in jnana, then you will be happy. That is the symptom of becoming jnani. Brahma bhuta prasanna. Atma becomes very happy. Na sochate, na kankate. He has no more any lamentation and anger. There are two things in this material world. We are hankering after something which we do not possess. And we are lamenting for something which we possess and we have lost. This is the disease, material disease. So when one comes to the platform of the gas, then he has no more such disease. Hankering and lamenting. Here the whole world is going on. Lamenting and hankering. The Brahmahuta means na sochati na kankati. And samasarvesu bhuteshu. And here, so long you are in the material platform, you are not samasarvesu bhuteshu. You are thinking you are different from me, I am different from you. My interest is first, you are thinking your interest is first, and so on, so on. So, not some of the subjects of this. But when you become actually jnani in Brahma Bhuta, some of the subjects of this. When you are in this stage, na sochati na kankati samasthalesu bhuteshu prasannatma, then bhakti begins. Mad bhakti ravate para. The bhakti is not so easy.
Bhakti depends on jnana. It cannot be.
Bhakti means when one understands his real position. And all misunderstanding gone.
When there is that last shloka in the 18th adhyaya, sarva dharmana parityajya imam ekam charanam raja.
How can do unless you understand your position? When you understand your position, that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then you can do this. If I say immediately, Mr. Satan said, give up everything, you become surrender unto me, will you do? No, it will not be. But when you understand your position, yes, it is my duty, then you do it.
Brahma-bhuta
is saying, first of all, you understand your identity. You are now identifying yourself as Indian, or as Brahmana, or as Kshatriya, or white, or black, and so many.
The identification is my own body.
Yes. And that is avyan.
That is avyan.
So long you are identifying with the body, you are no better than the enemy. Correct. So we are doing that.
Yeah.
We are fighting. I am Indian, you are Englishman, you are this, you are that, you are. Simply you are fighting the cat and dogs you fight. So that is avyan. How he can be prasannatma? So, when one becomes actually situated in spiritual life, brahma-bhuta prasannatma, That is it. In this way, when you make further progress, when you actually understand that you are eternal servant of God, then you surrender. Bhaunam janmanavamsi jnanavahan bhanga prapadvat. This situation takes many, many births to cultivate. And when you actually understand jnanavahan, not full substance, Samanapabhati, Vasudeva Karuniti, Samatma Sudhulam, that Mahatma is very rare to see. The bhakti is not so easy. Samatma Sudhulam, it is not so easy. It takes many, many births to come to the understanding that Vasudeva Karuniti, Samatma, Mahatmanasamantra, Jai Prakriti Mahatma, Vajanti Ananda Manasa. This is not.
Does this soul which passes from body to body, does it or he experience the pains and pleasures of my body?
Certainly. You just try to go, then it feels pain. And Sadhguru Vishnu the Bose has proved in the trees a field, pain, something.
It means the soul, which...
It is a stain. Just like the tree, if you cut, it does not feel so much pain and pleasure as a human being. It is the development of consciousness. So, in human form of body, the consciousness is developed. Therefore, he can understand what is his position. And therefore, for human beings, there are shastras, the Vedas, the Puranas, to understand his position. And the tree cannot take advantage of the instruction of Bhagavata. A cat cannot take advantage.
Even an animal cannot.
Yes. So, if we do not take advantage of the opportunity of understanding my identification, then you are committing suicide. Jumping like cats and dogs, that's all. Saiva Gokhara. Such persons have been described as Gokhara. Go means cows and Kara means ass. Ass. I think this Kara is word is used by Urdu.
Kara.
Peer Bhanusri Bhisri Kara.
Kara means Gala.
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 Saiva Gokhara. One who identifies his body.
Mood as you explained last
time. Yes. This is going. We should take advantage of this human form of life. And we must know what is our position, why we are in this material world. I am this body, you have so many things. This is called Brahma Jigya. That's all very interesting. That is the effect of bad education. And especially in the Western countries, they do not believe in the next birth. Although it is very clearly pointed out by Krishna, Dehinasminyathadehi Kumarajogunam Jara. The body is changing. From baby body is coming, becoming a boy is becoming a young man is a middle-aged man, and middle-aged man is becoming old man. The body is changing every moment, and it's still the beginning. Every one of us will know that we had a childhood body, a boy's body. Where is that body? That body is gone. I am existing when the body is not existing, therefore I have changed body. This simple worldly dimension. Therefore they are called Muha. Krishna is pointing out, Dehina Sunda Sadehi Tomara Yogananja Satade Antara Prati. Similarly, there is after this, after so called death, the soul changes to another body. And he still further clearly says, Na Annate Annamane Sarire. After this destruction of this body, the person is not killed, is not dead. Na Jayate Namriyate Vasadati. These things have nobody else. And they are very good scholar, big, big student of Bhagavad Gita. But this they do not understand. And they are writing very, very big, big comments.
In theory, everybody believes it.
That's the Jaravadi. What is the use of theory? Theory is not good. You must know, actually. That is knowledge. Theory is not knowledge. Anyone can put forward some nonsense theory. That is not knowledge. Knowledge means actual. That is. So we have to take knowledge.
How to attain that knowledge?
Krishna is explaining, why don't you take it? The knowledge is there, but you refuse to accept. What is fault? Whose fault it is?
How should I persuade myself of this?
If you don't persuade, nobody can induce you to persuade. If you are obstinate, who can persist?
I can tell persist.
You must agree. Therefore, it is advised. Pradvigdana asamsa gurumeva vijatche samitpani surupriyam nirangalistham. Tadbhiddhi kanipatena. First of all, you have to surrender. But if you don't surrender, how will you get knowledge? If you think you are very big man, then how will you get knowledge?
No, we don't think that we are big men.
Then everyone thinks that. Not you, I don't say particularly. Everyone thinks, I know everything.
We think that we are ignorant, petty creatures. Correct. And
but
we
if you that think so, that you are ignorant, petty creatures, then you take knowledge from the authority. Why don't you take it? What is the meaning that he thinks that you are ignorant, petty creature, at the same time, when the most learned person is giving you knowledge, Krishna, you don't take it.
But there are what so kind of authorities presented to me.
Huh?
But there is the Bible, there is the Quran, there is... But
first of all, you were born in India while you are jumping to Bible. This is another foolishness. You take care of your own house, you are jumping like monkey to buy.
In our own house, there are quite a few dharma.
Therefore, acharyavan purusha veda. You have to follow the acharyas. In our country, there are acharyas. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get recognized authority. Acharyavan purusha veda. In the Bhagavad Gita, acharya upasana. You have to worship the acharya.
You have to look up here.
Yes, acharya parampara is there. Devam parampara prakam himangaraja.
There is no dearth of acharya in India. There is acharya Rajneesh, there is acharya.
No, there is acharya, there are fools also.
There is.
Acharya is there and fools are there. The agnostics are there. They will not accept any acharya. You accept some acharya, why you become skeptic? At least you have to accept Krishna as the supreme acharya. Why don't you accept it? If you are embarrassed, whom to select? Acharya. So who can be better acharya than Krishna? What is that such? That means you want to have and a complete. Otherwise there is no acharya. You don't believe in another acharya. You think at least Krishna, who is accepted by all the acharyas. Either Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, or anyone who will not accept Krishna as the supreme teacher. Whole world is understanding Krishna as the supreme teacher. At least at the present moment they are accepting. We are selling our books daily 5 to 6 lakhs worth. Only this is the consciousness books. And in our country we do not accept Krishna as the supreme asana. This is our misfortune. Krishna is recognized as Acharya, there is no doubt of it. Krishna also says, Acharya Jagman Vijaya. Acharya means one who speaks on behalf of Krishna. There is Acharya.
Because Krishna never wrote any book. We have to depend upon his
brother. Krishna did not write, but Krishna spoke. If you speak, and if I knock down and die, what is the difference? Because he did not speak, therefore it is not good. He spoke, and I knock down, and you knock down, then it is as good. Krishna was speaking, and Sanjaya was noting, and that was written by Gadre in the Mahabharata. What is the difference?
That is one discourse. That is one only Bhagavad Gita.
That is sufficient. Actually understand 2 lines of Bhagavad Gita, then jump over others.
What about?
It is about this only 1 line. Sahasya antara prapti. If you simply understand this 1 line, your life will be sufficient.
Finally, explain this line.
This line, it is clear that you have to change this world. Have you got any objection to take it?
No.
Then, why you are not serious? What kind of body I am going to get? Here is a body, see. If you are going to accept a body like this, that's how miserable it will be. Why you are not afraid? It's like if you want to go from here to Chandigarh to Delhi, you have to arrange so many things. So what we are doing? That we have to change this body. And there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. Which body I am going to get? Why you are not serious? We are spoiling our life.
That 8 million is that fixed thing. There's so many animal species and
everything is there.
So those that have become extinct, dinosaurs and those.
That is rascal's theory. Nothing else.
This is not correct.
Yes, no. But just like he says that the man comes from monkey. Monkey is extinction. What is the question of extinction? There is no question of extinction. That different species of life and according to your composition, like there are first class and first class compartments. If you pay for the first class, you enter into first class. You cannot say the third glance is achieved. According to your karma, karmana devana trena, janta jiha upapattu. According to as you pay, if you pay for third class, you enter into third class compartment. If you pay for first class, you enter into third class. So it is according to your karma, you will get a birth. Why it should be extinct?
Because it is extinct. We find there are those.
You do not find. You simply repeat that is just so. You do not find. You do not see anything. You simply hear from Darwin, you have taken Darwin as your authority. That you don't take authority with us. That is your point.
Darwin had drawn that theory from observation.
Where from he has drawn? He has speculated on it. That's all. But from he got this thing, he has said that it is my speculation. Speculation is no knowledge. You can speculate in your own way. Knowledge gathered from the authority, that is real knowledge.
With your comments,
comments means to explain the original.
Yes, you have explained also in that topic.
Yes.
From where we can guess, sir?
We can get from our temple. Yes. Or from the pendant.
That's right.